Okay. Can you repeat after me? Holy Spirit, I need eyes.
To see.
Ears. To hear. What your Spirit is speaking to me. And a heart to perceive the changes you want to operate in me. Amen. I want to take you on a little ride to Luke chapter 2. And I think everybody kind of knows the Christmas story, but it never gets old. And I think sometimes we miss a few things that are necessary for us to see the hand of God bringing a lamb into this world. And I can remember for years as a boy being very upset that Jesus didn't have a place in the hotel or the inn. And Mary being rejected and Joseph having to, you know, go to the stable of all places. But how many know that lambs are not born in a hotel?
Amen.
So it was God's plan to put a lamb in a stable, because that's where they're born. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
Also, it was demanded. When you think of it, I mean, Joseph has got to take this pregnant girl halfway across the nation to go back to Bethlehem. Now, some may not know, and you might, but if you don't, I'm going to educate you. The word Bethlehem is house of bread. So where would the bread of life be coming to life anywhere in the world but in the house of bread? So it was God's plan to have them in a season of difficulties that don't make sense to this little skinny brain. But in God's eternal plan, He knew where the lamb was to be born. He would be laid in a manger. Now, a manger in those days were made out of stone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see, of all places, a place where animals feed. Not the cleanest corner of the sweetest hospital in the nice little town that you and I live in. Yeah. And then, of all things, the animals kept him warm. How would you like your jackass to be breathing on your baby? You know, I'm being blunt, but think about what I'm saying to you. This was God's coordinates in order to complete a picture that Israel needed to wake up to, and they couldn't. They didn't see who he was.
They still don't.
Why were they so cotton picking stubborn?
Didn't do it their way.
Maybe God hardened their hearts so we would make us a space. Scripture says, St. Paul said, their hearts were hardened. It was God's plan to harden their hearts. Oh, you say, come on. It can't be that simple. Yes, it is. He had to harden some people in order for getting the Gentiles inside, and it would take many, many days and years to get that done. So you can check out chapter 2. But then I want you to look at verse 5. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. Verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were so comfortable, they didn't even bat an eyelid. They were scared out of their gourds, terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. I have great joy that will be for all the people, not just the Jews. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the anointed Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of whom his favor rests." Now, you know, being someone who, when I was a boy, lived on a farm, I was accustomed to having animals around me. I was not with sheep, obviously, because my dad didn't have sheep. We didn't have goats. My cousins did. But I can remember when the calves were of a certain number of days, Dad would give me the bucket and the job of feeding them so that, you know, Mama could have a little bit of freedom. And I can remember literally leading the baby calves into the bucket and making them drink. Now, you got to remember, I left there, I was 8 and a half, so I wasn't very old. But I did not forget how to take care of baby animals. My heart would throb up and down. I think my whole chest was ready to explode whenever there was a new baby that would be mine to take care of. Mine! And you'd say, "Well, gee, what was so exciting about that? They kind of slobber all over you. They get dirty." And so, it didn't matter. That wasn't important. What importance was I taking care of a baby animal, and it was going to thrive because I was helping it along. That's how vulnerable babies are. When you and I were babies, we couldn't do a thing for ourselves. When baby Jesus was just born, he had to depend on Mary and Joseph for everything that needed to be done. We've got baby Matthew, who's 5 months old, and, you know, he gets dirty, and he needs help, and he needs a bath, and he needs all those things. We've got Faith Amelia, who's 18 months old, and she can give us a run for our money.
Amen.
Okay? It's the first Christmas, but she has been excellent. I mean, they've got this Christmas tree in a corner of the room, and she hasn't touched it. Now, she investigates, but she hasn't touched it. She's learning the word no, like I think every mother knows that that's the first word the child learns. No, you can't touch that. Our Savior went through that same test. He grew in obedience. But I want you to recognize verse 21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of the purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Now, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. What? The Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's anointed. or the Lord's Christ. 27. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelations to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken of against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. You know, this morning I was doing a little bit of homework on the internet, and I ran across John Paul Jackson giving a teaching. And of course I've got Gabby that slept over the night before. And I'm listening to the message, which he's talking about. There were two trees in a garden, and there's a tree of light and a tree of darkness. And it's just a message about our choice. Who are we going to serve? And of course, John Paul is kind of a special vessel for me, because in 1988, he prophesied that I was going to have two more sons. And he never seen or heard of me, because he was from Kansas City at the time. And now I've got my great-granddaughter, who's going to be 8 years old. She's sitting upstairs with her great-grandmother. And all of this happened in 1988 to prophesy that I would have two more sons. Even though, naturally, in my brain, how's that going to happen? But that prophet, John Paul Jackson, had a word for me. Of all nights, Halloween night. It was at the Hotel Northampton on Route 5. And you know, everything in me didn't want to go. But the Holy Spirit said, compelled. Why am I saying that to you? I want you to realize God's got a setup for you. And you happen to be the guinea pig he's going to pick on. He's going to get to you, and he's going to irritate you sometimes, and he's going to get through to you no matter how hard you try to run from him or towards him. He's got you pegged, man. He's got you pegged, girl. Close your eyes now. Say, it's a setup.
It's a setup.
The Holy Ghost
has been hovering
over New England. And he's looking for people like me. Men and women that are searching for the heart of God. And he's not going to let up on me until I reach my destination. No matter how hard I try to run, he can outrun me. He'll find me in corners where I try to hide. He'll expose me and make me naked before the world so that I will complete the plan he has for me. So I might as well give in and say, have your way, Lord. Just like Mary. It's a setup. Just like Joseph. Couldn't figure it out. But they held it in their hearts. There are secrets that he's prepared to deliver to me. No matter how quick I think I am, or how far I can run, he'll find me. It's a setup. And he's going to win. Amen. Christmas is a setup, so is the new year.
He knows all of us. But my heart would say to you, when you read this chapter, if that setup makes you make an adjustment and release yourself to Him, it'll be so much easier on you.
Amen.
There was a song we used to sing, "Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way." Yeah. May the anointing of the Holy One of Israel release angelic assistance to get you to where you need to be in spite of whatever fear tactics, whatever motivations try to pull you off course. They will not succeed. For the glory of the Lord will shine upon you as you go forth in this season of revelation of the Prince of Peace. And He is the Prince of Peace. And He is resident within you. He's not on the outside like He was with Simeon. He's on the inside of each and every one of us. And may His anointing bless you in this season of peace and joy as you keep giving to each other great encouragement. Amen.